she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
We've got at DeMarco Murray calling in to the Saturday Morning Test Drive at 9:30 today. All right, tweet sent at Sybil1037, but make sure you're listening, because at 9:30, Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray is calling into this here show. Your hosts every weekend, we are here, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Lane Lewis.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Hello. We're taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex, which I actually did this week. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you would like to deal with us on the internet, I'm sorry, long distance, and autoflex.com on the internet. That was great. And if you wanted to, maybe look at a pre-owned car for the weekend or for next week. We have our Save Money Monday sale coming up on Monday. Everything from a 2014 Ford Fusion to a 2013 Hyundai Sonata to a 2009 Land Rover Range Rover or a 2011 LS460. Everything from small sedans to big SUVs, all on the Save Money Monday list. Those are the cars that are actually going to go to auction on Tuesday. We offer them to the public one day a week on Monday.
Yes, so take advantage of that.
Can they get a jump on everybody else and go out there today?
If you can talk them into selling it to you, and I bet you can, they got them all ready. Yeah.
I talked to the guy I've been dealing with at Autoflex for a while, Harry Theophilides, and he told me that my 2011 Lexus was coming up for, my end of my lease would be due in 2015. And he said, but if you want right now, I can trade you out, put you in a brand new 2015 for within $10 of what you're paying, your current car payment.
Deal.
Yes. What is there to say no to with that? Okay, a newer,
new
safer car with a new warranty.
New warranty, brand new tires.
Same payment, pretty much.
And cooler stuff.
Yeah. New features.
Better stuff.
Awesome. I said, I am in, and on Monday, I'm going to go look at the same color I have right now, which is charcoal gray with gray interior, but I'm also going to look at black with tan interior just to see if I want to switch things up a bit.
The old black and tan.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things you can do with Autoflex.
I think we get, in the business, we sometimes become a little callous, just think about vehicles and equipment, but color is really, really important to people.
Mm-hmm.
When they start looking for a car, like, you're excited about looking at a black and tan car.
Right. I love the way that looks. I just think it looks so classic and timeless. But I'm also in love with the charcoal gray with gray interior.
You really have picked the two most beautiful color combos, I believe.
Yeah.
White and tan is also gorgeous, but that black and tan with the little...
I just like a dark car. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going for. I can't wait. Once again, DeMarco Murray calling in at 9:30 today. But we're getting some phone calls at 877-881-1053. So let's check in with Robert in Dallas. Good morning, Roberto. You're on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Good morning, everyone. This is Robert in Dallas. I really predicted this would be a breakout year due to the offensive line. You know, right away, DeMarco Murray has given praise to what these guys have done to train to get where they are. But specifically for me this morning, I did meet DeMarco Murray accompanied by his bodyguard, Jason Witten. I met them at a country club called Glen Eagles at a charity event.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was a neat experience. And I did predict that this year he would have his breakout year. And, you know, after an injury, it makes you tougher and meaner and smarter.
Right.
And I think there's evidence in that in the way he's running the ball this year. So I just wanted to give a shout out to DeMarco Murray. He's a real tough, to me, he's a martial artist.
Yay!
Yep, he is great. He's also one of the nicer guys that I've ever met in my entire life. He's such a gentleman, so polite, and he's got a really firm handshake if you've ever shaken hands with him. Everyone that's been able to shake his hand says the same thing. He's got a really firm handshake.
We'll pass along your kind words, Robert, whenever he calls in later. But let's get to some car news, because everyone, well, not everyone, but most people in the car industry have heard of the Van Tuyl Group. They own many, many, many dealerships.
Quite a few here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they own 78 nationwide. Here in Dallas, they own Toyota of Dallas, Stonebriar Chevrolet, Volvo of Dallas, Reliable Chevrolet. They own the Crest Group and lots more. So anyway, Warren Buffett bought the Van Tile Group, Lock, Stock, and Barrel, bought them and all of their holdings. It's a cash deal, and it's probably going to change the picture of the automotive business all the way across the country, because he is a different kind of business person than normally goes into the automotive business. He's basically a guy that has been very, very wise in investments, and I'm sure he's made a very wise investment here. The Van Tile Group is a very profitable, very large car dealership, and his idea is to grow it even larger than it is now. And it's very, very big right now. It's about fourth or fifth largest in the country, including, and it's the largest personally owned or singularly owned, not corporately owned, group in the country. So his big deal is he buys something, he keeps it forever, he grows it, and he makes it very profitable. So it'll be interesting to see what that does to the day-to-day business practices at these dealerships, because I think you're going to see some changes, because he doesn't do business like car dealers do business generally. Mm-hmm. So it'll be really interesting.
But Van Tile already had a pretty good corporate program. You know, everybody was supposed to do things pretty much the same in every store, even though everybody has their own dealer. So I am anxious to see what good things come out of there. We are certainly, we do a lot of business with those groups for our clients.
Exactly. We buy a ton of cars from the Van Tile dealerships.
Which is easy, you know, because a car is really heavy.
So. That's true.
I'll be here all week.
Woohoo! You know, I think it's interesting. Warren Buffett, I mean, he's in his 80s now, and he's still wheeling and dealing. I mean, that surprises me. I would think he'd be retired and want to just kind of settle down and let life take him away.
He's one of those guys that really, really loves what he does every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a gift if you're able to do that.
It keeps you mentally agile, so that's a good thing.
I love what I do every day. Makes that my day seems to disappear in about 15 minutes because I'm so busy and I'm enjoying it, having a great time. And we try to do that for our clients, too. You know, we try to make the whole delivery experience simple. Don't do it.
I can't just laugh on the air and not tell everybody what I'm laughing about.
Oh.
Aunt Tammy just pulled Kleenex out of her cleavage and wiped her nose with it.
Great. Thanks for sharing, Sib.
But it's funny because it's like you were stuffing your bra or something. What else do you have in there?
My allergies are horrible.
Mine are too.
Sorry, but it's a pocket.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's get this car back on the train tracks.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This story I actually thought was really cute. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, I had never heard of Ray Lambrecht before, but apparently if you're a car collector, he's a big name.
Yeah, and we actually did this story about a year ago. Ray Lambrecht owned a Chevrolet dealership in Pierce, Nebraska, and that Chevrolet dealership basically had a warehouse with a couple of hundred cars, and some of them were brand new Chevrolets from the 60s and 70s that had never been driven.
Yeah, we talked about this a while back.
Yeah,
well, he was having the auction.
Ray Lambrecht has died at 96 years old, so he had a really, really good life. It was the sale last year was one of the most monumental things in the car business because of the rarity of finding cars that have just never been driven, especially that many of them, and the fact that it was in Pierce, Nebraska, which had like 30,000 people show up for this sale.
Wow.
Car collectors from all over the world.
More than the whole community population.
So they blocked up the highways, and it really sort of stressed out Ray Lambrecht and his wife Mildred, because it was such a big thing. But they sold all of those cars. And, you know, there was a 58 pickup, a brand new car, that sold for $140,000. A Corvette, 1978, sold for $80,000 during that sale.
So you should have bought them back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the sale ended last year, and after that, the Lambrechts sort of like were at peace again because the sale stressed them out. But then they spent the last year or so enjoying each other and not having to mess with all that stuff again. Ray Lambrecht again passed on at 96 at his home in September on the 22nd.
However, I do want to say this. He and his wife worked 6 days a week for 50 years.
Wow.
And that's how it is in the car business, folks. It's 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saturdays are the big sale days, and Monday through Friday is basically cleaning up and preparing for the next Saturday. Cleaning up from the previous Saturday and preparing for the next Saturday.
Right.
And, of course, service all week. But I want to give a shout out to all of the car dealers, all of the people that work in car dealerships. My dad is the one that brought me into the business, gosh, over 30 years ago. And you're hard workers. And everybody, please appreciate your salespeople because they really do a lot of work to try to make it easy for you.
Yeah, and you know, we don't talk about this a lot, but actually this is the Saturday morning show that the car guys listen to. Yeah.
Right.
So we've got a couple of fan texts that have come in. Both car guys. Nissan advertises zero gravity seats. What? Can someone actually explain this to me? I'm a car guy, and I can't figure it out. Do you float in the seats? I don't think so. I think that's just a term that they've coined to advertise their new structure of their seats. It is interesting, and certainly thanks for pointing that out, Dave, because you don't float, I promise you.
All right, we got to go make a pit stop. We will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where one of the cooler things you can do is get a Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. If you're driving a car, you're thinking about trading it in, and you don't know what it's worth, go to AutoFlex.com, click on What's My Trade Worth, follow the instructions of the lovely young lady, and she'll walk you through the application and you fill it all out and all that neat stuff. Guess what? It'll actually give you a free Black Book appraisal. You don't have to do anything or bring your car anywhere. You don't have to wait for someone to call you. It'll actually give you an appraisal right there online. A lot of people use that when they come into the market for a car because most people don't really know what their car's worth. If you look online, you'll see what other people are asking for the car, but it's pretty well known that they'll take a lot less than that. So what's your car really worth? AutoFlex.com, what's my car worth? You'll get a free Black Book appraisal from your friends at AutoFlex.
That's right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going in on Monday to test drive two cars back to back and see which one I like better. Upgrading is what we're calling that. So it's the season where we're starting to get a little bit more rain, and you know what happens in rain. People start skidding and fishtailing, and we've got four tips for how to survive if you start skidding.
It is the season, and it's going to get worse as we get into winter. It may actually rain, which would be great for around here. How about the Wind-Nado, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was driving up 75 in that, and it was almost as bad as driving in the ice last year. It was, everybody was going maybe 5 miles an hour. You could see about 4 feet in front of you.
Right.
And the wind, it was so fierce that I was sitting at a standstill, and my car was slowly rocking.
It was, yeah, it was somewhere between 60 and 80 mile per hour straight winds, which it tore up a lot of trees. Mm-hmm. I was in the Park Cities area the next day, and there were streets closed everywhere because trees were blown over, big limbs were blown off.
Yeah.
And they're still driving down Skillman last night. Skillman and Northwest Highway, that whole area is still blacked out.
Wow. We're really sorry for all of you with no power.
Yeah, if you go south on Skillman, there's like no power for a huge, huge area. So I don't know how many people are out of power. I know that Brian Ponce, one of our finance guys, his house finally got electricity, I think, at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, another friend of mine's got power back at 6:30
Yikes.
Last night.
I saw a tweet of a big, huge street sign that had blown over in Arlington. I mean, it was one of, you know how big the signs on the highway are? They don't look that big when you're driving, but if you ever see them installing one, it's gigantic.
Right. When it falls on you, you sure know how big it is.
Yeah, right.
Talk about wrong place, wrong time.
Arlington, Tarrant County, and Dallas County got the worst of that.
Mm-hmm.
Old man winter just blew in.
Well, and I think they got hail in Denton, too. They got big hail up there.
All right, so we're going to talk about skidding.
Yeah, we're going to talk about skidding. So if you're driving and you're on a wet road, and not necessarily an icy road, but a wet road, or if your car just sort of gets away from you, the number one thing to do is not to panic. Panic doesn't help at all. So you got to sort of keep your head and think about what your car is doing. If the back end is moving around to the right, turn your steering wheel to the right, because that will bring the front of your car in line with the back of your car again. Back end goes to the left, turn your steering wheel to the left. You're steering into the skid, and that is the way that you're, you know, that if you were ever a kid riding a go-kart, you learned that really early into the deal. Because if you turn away from the skid, you spin, which is ugly.
Let me understand this. So basically, you want to straighten out the wheels just like you're driving straight.
No. You want to turn them into the direction of the skid.
So opposite of...
Okay. No, if the back end goes to the right, turn the wheels to the right. If the back end goes to the left, turn the wheels to the left. What that does is
you almost want to make them perpendicular.
You want to make the back end, the front end of the car match where the back end of the car is, so you're going straight again.
I'm just thinking about the direction of the wheels being turned.
And then you've gotten control of it. Don't ever...
Are you fully confused now?
Don't ever jerk the steering wheel. Whatever you do it sort of slowly. You're better off doing it slowly than you would be to react really quickly and possibly make your situation worse. And finally, never hit the brakes when you go into a skid, because then it stops your wheels from turning, and whatever they're doing, they do even more. So if the back end is coming around to one side or the other, it will come around faster if you lock the brakes up.
All right, so let me just reiterate, because I'm not sure I understand. So when you're skidding, let's say you're skidding to the right, you should turn your wheels that direction as if you meant to be going that direction, and then you'll correct faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Now, here's
hey, I'm trying to help everybody.
Here's the
they
other
could
thing.
Be just as confused.
That's for an oversteer, which usually results in a skid, and you can also, if you tromp on it going around a corner, of course, your back end will come around. That's for that. If you have an understeer situation, in other words, if the car keeps going and doesn't go the direction that you turn the wheel, then you do a little differently. What you do is you get your wheels turned straight and you let off on everything. No brake, no accelerator, no nothing, until you have some control of the car, and then you can steer out again. But for the skid, for the oversteer, you turn in the direction of the skid. For the understeer, you simply straighten your wheels out and let the back end catch up with you. Again, don't touch the brake. If you do, it'll get worse.
I think that should be the next piece of technology that the manufacturers put in a car, is a little graphic showing which direction your wheels are pointed.
And which way to turn them, because I always get confused by it too.
Right, because you don't really know
in the moment
which direction your
well, and
tires
a lot,
are pointed.
A lot of the skid control devices that are installed on vehicles now will prevent this from happening, so or at least lessen it or make it a lot easier to correct.
We have an AutoFlex Leasing fan texter that got power at 9 a.m. today, just in time for the Saturday morning test drive.
Yeah! Oh, gosh. She said it was out for 40 hours.
It's awful. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, when I lose control of my truck, I scream like a little girl. Okay. Next.
So do I, frankly.
Yes.
Don't panic.
Right.
All right. Resale value. We deal with resale values every day at AutoFlex because that's how you determine what the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease. We call it the residual value. People know it as resale value. Cars with the best resale value are the least expensive cars to drive, whether you're buying them or leasing them. And Cars.com came out with their best resale values of 2012, because those are three-year-old cars right now, and they're a good prognosticator of the cars that you're looking at right now, whether they're going to be really good or not. So the subcompact car was the Honda Fit. The compact car was the Hyundai Elantra. Mid-size car, I like the Subaru Legacy. Those cars really, really do resell well. The sporty car, the Mazda Speed 3. That surprised me. Volkswagen Golf TDI did not surprise me at all. That's the alternate fuel vehicle. And that's the car that's made with unobtainium. You can't find a pre-owned Golf TDI anywhere.
No, those diesels. Well, they'll drive 800 miles without stopping at a station.
In fact, you're not exaggerating. They will. The multiple-use vehicle, the Honda Odyssey. They didn't say minivan. The compact utility, the Jeep Wrangler. Trust me, if you buy a Jeep Wrangler, it's darn near worth the same thing 3 years later as it is now.
It's one of your better buys of all vehicles.
Mid-size vehicle, Subaru Outback. Large vehicle, GMC Acadia. And that was surprising to me also, except that's a great car.
Mm-hmm.
I love those cars. Mid-size pickup, the Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size pickup, no surprise here, the Toyota Tundra. Cost a little more going in, worth a lot more coming out. Full-size sedan, Nissan Maxima. Near luxury, and I surprised on the category on this, but near luxury, the Mercedes C-Class. Luxury sports car, the Audi A5. Luxury alternative fuel, the Lexus CT 200H, the little hybrid. Mm-hmm. Luxury compact utility, Land Rover, Range Rover, Evoque. That surprised me because traditionally that car has not had the strongest resale in its market.
I love those.
Yeah, they're really great looking. Luxury midsize, the Land Rover, Range Rover Sport, full-size utility vehicle, the Audi Q7, and full-size luxury vehicle, the Audi A6. Now, there are a number of other cars that will resell really, really well, but these are the ones that they felt like would be the very best of class.
Good for you, Audi. A decade ago, you weren't on these lists.
Ah.
That is true.
They really weren't. They have come a long way in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great cars. They've been great cars all along, but the stuff they've done with their technology and the aesthetics,
yeah,
they're beautiful cars.
They really
inside
are.
And out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is those cars, ALG is who we use to figure out how much a car is going to be worth in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And ALG was the consulting company that came up with those. In the same vein, what cars are the most worry-free? Everyone wants a worry-free car. Sybil, you've got pretty well a worry-free car.
I love my Lexus IS250 that I got from AutoFlex. Love it.
It never breaks.
No, knock on wood. Don't jinx me, though, because
no,
then I'm going to have
don't
to
worry.
Call
you're,
y'all
you're
on the
safe.
Ride home and say, can somebody come pick me up?
Why do you think David only drives a Lexus?
Yeah.
Because they never break.
It's a great car.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great cars out there, but cars that never break, never break. And there's mm-hmm. not that many of them. There's a few. But if you go again to cars.com, their 2014 worry-free index, their 15 cars with the best reliability, starting with the 2014 Lexus RX450, then the 2014 Lexus ES350, then the 14 Lexus RX350, and then we'll leave Lexus. I love this car. It's a great car. Not real fond of the grill. 2014 Acura TL. Then the 2014 and a half Toyota Camry Hybrid. Then the Toyota Avalon. And that's a car that gets overlooked a lot. That is a great full-size car. Gives you plenty of room. And it's a lot less money than a lot of its equivalents that do the same thing.
I put, when I was still leasing cars, I put a lot of people in an Avalon that wanted the Lexus LS. They mm-hmm. wanted the size and the space and the reliability and the beauty, the comfort and all that, but they didn't want the payment, and the Avalon is a big winner. It's still a beautiful car.
And very roomy.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, going down the list, the seventh car was the 2014 Toyota Tundra. We've already talked about the resale value on the car. Then the 2014 GMC Yukon, then the Toyota Sienna, then the Honda Ridgeline. Another,
which, again, gets overlooked by so many people.
Yeah, the Ridgeline.
Fabulous.
It's a great truck. Then the Tahoe, and then the Camry. Now, a couple of things that are worth noting in this list. You've got some GM products in there, and the reason you do is because they're terribly reliable now.
They are worry-free.
Yeah. So all the way through the Toyota Camry, which you would expect to be on the list.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to recap that list or look at pictures of the cars, head to autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about today. When we return, Cowboys player DeMarco Murray will join the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil, and today we have a special guest with us. You may have heard of him. Plays for your Dallas Cowboys. Number 29, DeMarco Murray joining us on the show. Good morning, DeMarco.
Good morning. How you doing?
So far, so good, although the allergies are a little out of control today, which is why my voice sounds like this. So you got a car from AutoFlex.
Yeah.
The phone cut out. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got on your Bluetooth, didn't you?
Got on a Bluetooth and Mercedes.
There you go.
The AutoFlex Leasing Mercedes.
Definitely. AutoFlex does it best.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. You know, let me ask you a couple of car questions. And I know these are off the wall. You didn't prepare. We didn't let you. So what was your first car?
My first car was, So in high school, I had an Infiniti. It was like Infiniti G20 or some type of. That's my older brother's car. And then when he went to college, I was able to get that. So it was kind of hand-me-down.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
So what happened to it after you were finished with it?
I think it wasn't cooperating right after I was driving it for 4 years. So
I was going to ask, did you kill it? Did you kill that car?
Yeah, I may have.
All right, let me. We've asked fan texters to text in some questions. So I was gonna run through a couple of questions from the fan texters. Right now, you're running the ball as good as anyone in the league. What has Scott Linehan done differently this year with his play calling, and how much credit can we give to the addition of Zach Martin?
Yeah, I think Scott's done a great job at giving us, you know, chances to make plays and giving, you know, myself an opportunity, giving myself and the O-line opportunities to run the ball at different situations. So, Zach's a great player. He's definitely, you know, coming along well each and every week. So, you know, he has guys like Tyron and Doug that he's learning from daily. So, he'll only get better, and we're excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. Another fan texter question. How differently, if any, did you train preparing for this season as you have for past seasons?
I have it. You know, I'm a routine guy, so, you know, I've been doing the same stuff, you know, since college and off season that prepared me for a long season. So I don't try to change up things and do a lot of different things. I just try to stick to what I know and just get better at that.
Another question off the AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Send us yours if you want to talk to DeMarco. 43733 is the number. So what do you see as your biggest challenge in the big game tomorrow against the Texans?
Obviously, you know, they're a good team, very good team, you know, and, you know, good coach and Coach O'Brien. And we got a really good defense, so that's what I think they pride themselves on the last couple of years of, you know, how physical their defense is and how well they play. So, they got a lot of good players on that side of the ball. You know, we're excited about the challenge, and it's gonna be a good game.
Are you at all worried about J.J. Watt?
I'm worried about him. You know, he's a good player. You know, I think we have. I'm happy Tyron's on my side, so you know, both those guys are really good players. So I'm sure they'll be going at it, and I'll try to help out as much as I can.
Will your family be in town for the game?
Yes, they will be.
Are they, DeMarco, are they living in Las Vegas still? Is that where your family all lives?
Yes, they're still in Vegas. They come to the games, you know, every weekend.
So they get to come to all the home games?
Yeah, they do. They love to come to the games. Love sports, so, I mean, I got a great family.
How often do you get to go back to Vegas?
Maybe twice a year. At the most, I see my family throughout the season every weekend, so I see them plenty, and, you know, off-season I'll try to go out there maybe once or twice and see them when I can.
You ever go catch any of the shows or hit up the casino?
You know, I still haven't. I'm from there and born and raised, and I still haven't been able to go to a show. I definitely need to, though. I want to. I hear all these great things from all my friends, but...
Yeah, you gotta check out Cirque du Soleil. It is awesome.
Yeah, all right. I'll check that one out.
DeMarco, here's a question from someone we work with. We've got a friend at work named Harry Theophilides, and he used to play quarterback for Washington, okay?
In the 60s.
In the 60s. And he wants to know how it felt to lose to the Redskins.
Lose to the Redskins.
I think Harry Theophilides is taking a little dig.
Can't remember the last time I lost to him. So
oh! Yeah, so take that,
that's
Harry.
Great.
I hope he's listening right now.
Hey, DeMarco, this is Tammy, and I went to OU, and I'm a big fan because I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. First football game I ever went to was at Cowboys Stadium. My dad took me. We played Baltimore then. And... the first college ball game I ever went to was at OU. So,
nice. Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner is right. Thanks. So I was wondering what you think is the biggest difference between playing for Stoops versus playing for Garrett.
I think they both have, you know, a lot of qualities, a lot of similar qualities. You know, they're both very smart. They both, you know, they've had success, you know, at the levels that they're at. And, you know, both of them are very smart, and they're very intellectual guys. They, you know, beyond football, obviously, you know, they want to win and, you know, they want you to do the right things, but I think they want you to be good people as well. And both of those guys have, you know, great hearts, and they, know, they want you to be the best you can be and be the best person you can be in order to help this team out. And that's what it comes down to. You know, if they can count on you, you know, off the field and count on you doing certain things, then, you know, if your number's going in practice or the game, and, you know, 9 out of 10 times they can count on you in the game. So I think they both have a lot of similar qualities in that case, and obviously both, you know, great coaches, and they'll love playing for both of them.
Awesome. Well, I was wondering, what made you choose OU over USC all those years ago?
I think it came down to Coach Stoops, you know. I mean, Coach Carroll was a great coach, obviously, had a lot of success, and I just, you know, feel more comfortable with Coach Stoops and the environment that was, you know, in Norman and, you know, what they were building there.
Awesome. Well, you were a record setter there with 65 touchdowns, and you're a record setter now. We're really, really impressed and proud to watch you play for our teams.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you still stay in touch with Coach Stoops?
Yeah, I do. I talk to him and talk to Coach Gundy and Jerry Schmidt occasionally when I can.
Talking to DeMarco Murray on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing. Tomorrow's the big game. I want to know if you have any pregame rituals. Like, walk us through your game day.
Honestly, I don't. I get this question all the time, but, you know, I have no rituals. There's nothing that I do every Sunday or every Saturday.
You don't have to eat the same thing for breakfast or anything like that?
No, I mean, well, I eat the same thing for breakfast every day, so.
Okay, and what is that, DeMarco?
I'm just over medium guy with some toast.
So I like them over medium.
Nice and light. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, growing up, who was your football hero? Because you're a lot of kids' football hero now.
True.
I think Barry Sanders. You know, from Vegas, you know, there was a pro team down there. You know, my family, like Cowboys, I was, you know, more of a Barry Sanders and, you know, Scott Mitchell, you know, Detroit Lions back in the day. So I admired the way he played, the way he handled himself, you know, on and off the field. So he's definitely a guy that I looked up to.
Have you been able to meet him?
Yeah, I have. I've met him a couple of times, and we've had some, you know, discussions, and so it's definitely always, you know, blessing to meet those guys and kind of, you know, pick their brains a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's a good guy to get advice from.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know, Emmett Smith was a customer of Autoflex for many years. Do you ever talk to Emmett, and has he given you any kind of advice as to how to make a long-term career in the NFL for a running back?
Yeah, I've also had the chance to talk to Emmett. You know, he comes around every now and then, you know. I see him at the games more often. And, you know, I always get a chance to, you know, talk to him and just, you know, he's been through this. And he knows what it's like to, you know, play for this organization and play, you know, for such a marquee organization with the Cowboys. So I've had discussions with him as well, and, you know, he's always, you know, giving me great advice.
When I was talking to Harry Theophilides, again, the fellow that played quarterback for the Redskins, he said that you reminded him a lot of a guy he played with named Larry Brown. Same kind of running back, same style, pretty well a straight-ahead guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know if you were familiar with Larry Brown. That goes back way, 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 way back.
The 60s.
He was a heck of a running back.
Maybe the Bears, but I'm not familiar.
You'll have to Google him later when you're not driving.
Yeah, I gotta look him up.
Okay, is there anything you would like the fans to know about you that they don't know now?
I think they know everything. make sure you guys come out and support us, you know, tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, and I'd like to say something because I've had the opportunity to meet you and shake your hand and talk to you a little bit. And for folks that haven't had that opportunity, I'd like to say that DeMarco is a gentleman. He's extremely gracious and just a heck of a fine fellow. And there's a lot of people that are a lot of different ways in the NFL. I've met a lot of them, and DeMarco is one of the finer folks that I've ever had the privilege to meet.
I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate that. And thank you. It's definitely always a pleasure meeting you as well.
And he's good at football.
Oh, really?
And there's that. All right, DeMarco. Well, have a great day and good luck tomorrow against the Texans.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. Have a great day as well.
Thank you, DeMarco.
There he goes, DeMarco Murray from your Dallas Cowboys. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Man, we have so many people sending us AutoFlex Leasing fan texts to talk to DeMarco, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of them. But I did want to ask this question. Even though he's already gone, we can probably answer this side of it. Why did DeMarco choose AutoFlex to do business with?
Well, you know, it's the same reason that Kevin Garnett and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Darren Woodson did in the past, and Victor Cruz and Matthew Stafford do right now. For folks that don't know, we have a huge business in professional athletes. AutoFlex is where the pros come to get their cars, and it's the service. It's the same thing that you get if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We deliver cars. We sign you at your kitchen table. We bring your trade-in in for appraisal. We drop off the new car with you for a test drive. We do all of that for all our customers, and I think that's why DeMarco and all the rest of the pros come to AutoFlex when they want their cars.
And that reminds me, last night I was having happy hour with a couple of my girlfriends, and one of the girls mentioned that she needed a new car. And I said, you should go to AutoFlex. And as I said that, my friend Carolyn goes, yes! And she just jumps in, and I swear she went into a five-minute commercial about how much she loves AutoFlex. Yes. So I told her, I said, I'm going to tell this story on the air tomorrow, because it was her just genuinely talking about her car buying experience. She got a pre-owned Tahoe. She said she went to Jody Lott.
Jody, he's great.
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, he was so nice. I told him what I wanted. She has a concierge service, so she's constantly got people in her car to and from the airport.
Sure.
So she's got to have a nice vehicle, and she wanted, are they called bucket seats, where they're individual, like not the bench?
Yes, right.
And so she said that she had her entire car. She got to test drive it, did the paperwork, got delivery, everything in an hour and a half. And it was 5:30 on a Friday. And she goes, I was amazed. She goes, I was in by 5:30, out by 7. And then she said, I even messed up the bumper the next day. And 12 hours later, Jody had it fixed for her. So she said it was, this is her quote, the easiest car buy she's ever had and that she's never been happier.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. We try to accomplish that with every customer that steps on our lot.
It's fun to get a car from AutoFlex.
Yeah.
It is. She had a good time, right?
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And that there she was just talking about it in her own private time about what a great experience it was.
We're going to have her on the show.
Yeah.
Why would you, if you're going to spend $20,000 to $50,000, why would you do it somewhere it wasn't going to be fun?
Yes. Or where it's going to take all day.
Yeah.
Or multiple days, which is even worse.
Well, you know, let's move on. Shopping for car insurance. Most people pay too much for their car insurance, and they don't really know that they are, but here's the thing. Car insurance companies change their rates all the time. And likely, if you've been with the same company for the last 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you're paying a lot more than you have to every month. You're not locked into your current policy. If you have a prepaid policy where you've paid it out for the next 6 months, if you cancel it, you get your money back that's not used. You can also look at all the different rates that are out there. There's so many resources online that you can look at all the rates for all the different insurance companies and see where the best deal is. If you shop around, you'll save money. Comparing quotes from multiple companies gives you the very, very best way to do it. Now, if you've got comprehensive coverage, if you've got full coverage on your car and it's a really old car, you might consider dropping the comprehensive. But you got to keep in mind that if it burns up or if someone steals it, that you don't get anything from it if you've dropped your comp.
Nothing. So be sure and take the money that you're saving by dropping that extra comprehensive. That's only if you don't have a loan. You obviously have to have full coverage if you do. Put that money in the bank just in case. Mm-hmm. Be prepared.
Okay, discounts. There's all kinds of discounts out there. Mm-hmm. You can get discounts for going to driver's ed. You can get good grades in school.
Good credit.
It's according. If you're a military veteran, you can get discounts for that.
No accidents.
Multiple policies.
Shop for discounts. Yeah, multiple policies for sure. Car and house in the same place. Mm-hmm. Save you some money.
I just talked to one of our previous clients about this very thing because he was looking for different ways to save money. And he said, hey, is there any way I can save money right now in one of these cars? So we reviewed everything. But he told me that's what he had been doing, reviewing his homeowner's insurance, his auto insurance, everything.
Yeah.
So you should be doing that constantly. So definitely include AutoFlex when you're shopping for a vehicle.
That's right.
Because you never know. We can show you a way to save some money. We have so many different financing products available. We can find a way to make that car affordable for you.
You guys taught me the trick to shop around for homeowners insurance, and I've said it before, but I saved $1,300 a year.
Boom.
That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
And then I just did it recently with the car, and the payment went down $60 a month.
On the auto insurance?
Yeah.
That's great. $60
a
month?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So definitely shop around whenever you can, when you get a chance, if you want to save some money. And who doesn't? This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Let's talk about government demands.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Several of the manufacturers have come out recently and talked about it. Can they build a car that people will buy and still comply with all the government regulations that are coming out having to do with fuel economy is one of the big ones, because cars are going to be smaller and smaller and lighter and lighter. And so will the average customer go out and buy a car like that? And the manufacturers are really, really concerned with this, because they're trying to sell cars, and they have to build cars that the people want, that the populace wants, that the people want to drive. But at the same time, they have to meet all these government regulations. One of the prime examples is all electric cars. People have not bought a ton of electric vehicles, nor have they bought a ton of hybrids. It saves you a little money on a hybrid, but it takes a long time to pay for it. It doesn't save you near as much money on an electric car, but it's a really green thing to do. But how many people are going to spend the money to drive that car? How much more will people spend to drive a car that is super, super non-polluting? Because there's a threshold there, and the manufacturers realize that, and they've got to comply, and they still got to worry about selling cars.
Right. 877-881-1053 is the phone number, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Here's a guy who says he's known DeMarco for several years, and he's exactly the same in person as he was on the phone with us. He's professional, he's humble and gracious, and he doesn't take anything for granted. And he says, and I also know he always raves about his AutoFlex experience.
Yay! Awesome.
See, this is a good place to do business.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, this is the longest AutoFlex commercial I've ever heard. Thank you.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's who pays the bills. I've asked the question, has anybody here named their car? And I think we went around the room and agreed, out of the four of us, none of us have names for our car. Right?
Nope.
Lane, you don't?
Nope.
Nelly.
Oh, you call yours Nelly?
Whoa, Nelly.
My mom, every single car she's ever had has been named Nelly.
It's easy.
Yeah. But I don't have one.
The Jeep in the Roy Rogers TV series was named Nelly. That goes back to the 50s.
Ah.
Anyway, I just thought about that. That's a little weird. So, National Name Your Car Day. It was October the 2nd. It was Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
I missed it.
Thursday
me
was
too.
National Name Your Car Day. So, Herbie the Love Bug, Lightning McQueen from Cars, Kit from Knight Rider, the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, and Bandit from Smokey and the Bandit are a few names that people have named cars that have become famous. How many people actually name their cars? I bet more than we know.
I'd like to know how many of our AutoFlex Leasing fan texters have named their cars.
Yeah. Well, I want to name my car, and I know I've had my current car for 3 years, so it's probably too late. But since I'm going to go maybe get a new one on Monday, go test drive them with you guys, then maybe my new car will have a name.
If you get the black and tan, call it Guinness.
Yeah. Black and tan.
Okay.
I could never tell any officers that that's what my car's name is, though.
No.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let the fan texters, the AutoFlex Leasing fan texters, name my new car. It's going to be
a good idea.
2015 Lexus IS 250, and I'm either doing black and tan or gray on gray, but text us and let us know what you think I should name it.
43733. So by next week.
Yeah. AutoFlex Leasing fan text, shop insurance service as well as rates, because sometimes a cut rate company may be harder to deal with when paying claims.
Sometimes
we have the smartest texters in the world that listen to the show. You're exactly right. Look at the service history. Go online and check their ratings, reviews.
You want to definitely make sure you're signing up with an insurance company that allows you the choice of where you have your car repaired. I don't know if that actually is limited with some of these companies, but you want to make sure you can do that.
Well, they try to steer you to their own certain companies sometimes to do repairs. And then again, you always have a right to have other people look at the car, and you also have a right to have another place fix the car if you wish to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're getting tons of people texting in, and I know we only have about a minute left, but two people have named their cars Betty. One's a brown Chevy Caprice named Brown Betty, and the other one is a van named Betty Lou. Then another Autoflex Leasing fan text says, I named mine Alexis because I wish it was Alexis.
Oh, that's funny.
That's cute.
I have to get in my boomer sooner before we're out for football game coming up. Come on, Oklahoma, beat TCU.
Ooh, ooh. My truck is named Izzy, says another guy, and 94 Camry named Stevie.
Izzy serious?
Izzy, I don't know. And Christine, another good car movie reference that we forgot to mention.
That's the scary one.
Yes, it is.
I want to call my car Christine.
If we didn't get time to answer your phone call or address your Autoflex Leasing fan text, please call Autoflex. They're standing by right now. They can help you out. 817 or 972-234-1234 or go to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Don't